It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith, you ready for a franchise quarterback?
Oh, I was born ready, Jones. Born ready.
It kind of feels like that's what happened yesterday.
Kind of does.
Can't say much for the team.
No, how'd the team look?
I don't want to get too excited over a 20-point loss. I don't know how good I'm allowed to feel about a 20-point loss.
Wait, they lost? Hold on. They did?
It was close.
They threw the ball down the field, though, Jones.
Yes,
it's baby steps, right? It's baby steps in many ways.
Yes.
And this is one of the worst teams in the NFL in 2024. There's no getting around that.
No.
There's a lot of ways we can kind of peel this banana, if you will. It's a bad squad. But they threw the ball down the field. They threw the ball into the end zone. They threw more touchdown passes yesterday than the first 5 weeks combined. So I choose to look at this very positively. I know there's a lot to, like I said, rip apart and maybe more problems than we even realized with the team overall. But, I mean, starting with the quarterback, I view this very much as a positive.
Okay, no doubt. And look, it wasn't all good for him either. It was a mixed bag.
Of course not.
Good, bad, ugly, as you put it, from Drake May. We'll get into it here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Phone line's open for you at 617-779-7937. So call us all day long there. You can text at 37937. Lots of ways to interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. And I will let you know.
Yes.
The Bruins play today, Keefe.
Is that right?
Yeah, that means there's only one spot in the city all day long to talk Drake May.
Oh, we're here.
That would be here on Jones and Keefe throughout the day on WEEI. There's only one spot to do it. So we'll do it all day long here today. As I said, I don't want to get too excited about a 20-point non-competitive loss because they got their asses kicked yesterday.
Sure did.
But for the first time, definitely since Mac Jones's rookie year, and for the first time maybe since Tom Brady walked out the door, you feel like you might have something at quarterback. You feel like there's hope. There's a real player there, the potential of having that franchise quarterback that you haven't had since Brady left. Maybe you felt that way about Mac his rookie year. I was more of a Mac holdout, but I would get if you lost yourself a little bit that rookie year with the team playing well and Mac looking good so early. I would get it. At least since then, definitely since Brady walked out the door, it's the first time you look at it and go, they have something, and they may have one of those guys who can be a difference maker in the league. It's the first time you even let your mind go there.
Yeah, because he is that modern quarterback. He's the guy that can scoot a little bit, right? Brady was maybe one of the last of that style that could really work in the league, where he's great, unbelievable pocket presence, doesn't take a lot of sacks, but he's not going to pick up too many third and sevens with his legs, right? He's not going to be able to ad-lib that way. And so are you going to find a guy that is that kind of athlete playing quarterback? And that's why I was with you. Like, I was never a Mac Jones, like, oh, he is going to be the answer guy. But that first year, I can't ignore the fact that they were pretty good. They were, what were they, 8-2? Whatever their record was, you're like, huh, maybe they got something. Now, he's the guy, at least back then, that needed so much around him in order for him to look right. Whereas I think with Drake May, you can already see it. That offensive line, insane. Like, the combination, the guys that they have playing, and where they found them, who they even are.
No, I've legit lost track. Like, I've lost track of who is even on the offensive line anymore. I legitimately
no names.
Haven't heard of some of these guys.
Correct. They weren't even on the team like a week ago. Now they're starting.
Zach Thomas?
the other Zach Thomas, the other Michael Jordan, a guy named Ben Brown. Like, who are these guys?
Like, legitimately, who are they? Yeah. I've lost track of what's going on the offensive
line. So they've had six different starting combinations in six games. That ties a record.
Yep.
Also, they're just, it's every week there's somebody new either getting hurt or coming off the injured list or whatever it is. So that part of it is a mess. So at times, you're going to be running for your life, or at times, you're going to get hit before you even, you know, have a grip on the ball. So there's a lot that he's going up against. You mentioned with Drake May, I mean, good, bad, ugly, it was all on display. You know, I'm not surprised at all that he threw a pick early. I'm sure the guy was so hyped up to be playing in the NFL. I think as fans, we kind of take it for granted. You're like, that's an NFL game. These are great players. Just go out there and play. But it's his first NFL game, his first NFL start, I should say. And yeah, he's all jazzed up. He throws the pick. I think it kind of settled him down a little bit. After he took a couple of hits, that also might have settled him down a little bit. But you can see the athleticism, and you see some of the plays he's able to keep alive that Jacoby Brissett and other quarterbacks around the league wouldn't be able to do. And so you see that flash. You at least see that reason for, oh, that's why he was the number three pick in the draft. That's why there was a lot of hype about him. That's why he could be your starting quarterback for 10-plus years. It doesn't mean he can take this group of linemen, this group of receivers, maybe this play caller, and turn him into a Super Bowl contender. But you're like, that guy individually is a good player. And if you can get some stuff around him, then you might be cooking with gas.
And didn't he elevate what was around him?
I would ask Pop Douglas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, like, ask Pop Douglas. Ask Kayshawn Booty. You know, if Jalen Polk's hands worked.
I don't want to. Jalen Polk is scaring me.
It's scaring me, too. And we'll get to the Patriots wide receivers coming up.
Yeah.
But, like, he elevated those guys. It's the worst offensive line. That's the worst batch of offensive linemen I would imagine that has been on an NFL field in a long time.
It is wild to see. I mean, it's like the fourth string guys at, like, almost every spot.
They didn't have Ramondre Stevenson.
No, that was a killer, and you could see right away how bad that was.
Okay, but all those things, terrible receivers who he elevated. This patchwork offensive line of guys I've lost track of and never heard of and never want to hear from again. Ramondre Stevenson wasn't out there. Antonio Gibson couldn't run unless it was up the backside of his own offensive lineman.
Oh, my God.
And they had their best day throwing the ball of the year. Their best day throwing the ball in God knows how long. It's their first three-touchdown game from a quarterback since Bailey Zappe last year against Pittsburgh. I believe off the top of my head, I meant to fact check this, I believe Mac Jones threw three in the opener last year against Philly. So they had two of those games all year last year.
Yeah.
They were brutal offensively all year last year. They were brutal the first 5 weeks this year with Jacoby Brissett. They were brutal the Patricia Judge year. They were brutal at the end of Max. It's been a long time.
Oh, sure has.
Since you can feel that good about the quarterback's individual play. And I think it was Hart who said this on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, Keith,
what do you want out of his start? You want some of those moments where you go, I see it. I see what he can be. It wasn't all good. The pick was terrible. He was jacked up and sailed the football.
Yep.
The second pick, I don't fully absolve him. I know that was a design screen. The lineman's supposed to get out and cut down the defensive lineman.
Yeah, that was kind of a
mess. It was a brilliant play by the defender, but, like, still, he's got to know where the pressure's coming on the fumble. Exactly.
Yep, yep,
so,
yep.
Like, he didn't have a perfect day by any means. Not even close. There was that one play where he kind of tried to scramble and jumped in the air and threw and almost got himself killed.
He got hit a few times pretty hard.
So, like, it wasn't perfect.
Well, no.
But I saw flashes and I saw plays where I go, okay, this is his first start against a great defense on the other side that people were afraid was going to break him. And it came pretty close on the strip set.
They stuffed him a couple times.
But I saw those plays and I saw those moments. You need more of them. You need to drop down on some of the mistakes. But it was his first game, and I feel real good about it.
Yeah, I choose to be very positive about the start. So the team has played six games. That was the best defense they played against all year. The Jacoby Brissett never threw for more than 168 in a game, passing yards. Obviously never threw two touchdowns in a game. He only threw two touchdowns all season. Drake May goes for 243 and three touchdowns. Does not have Ramondre Stevenson, who many would argue is the best individual offensive player on the team. He, going back to the one win they had, he had, 116 yards after contact, Ramondre did?
Yeah, and in Cincinnati, yeah.
You're going to need to do that because this offensive line is a mess. Even the best version of the offensive line is a mess. So if you, like, yesterday was a good example where every time Gibson got hit behind the line or at the line, I feel like he went down. Because that's not really his game. Like, he's not a between-the-tackles guy who's a college receiver, for God's sakes. He's more of a third-down, change-of-pace back. I like Gibson. I just think that's not the role for Gibson. So Drake May doesn't even have that. He doesn't have, hey, it's second and five because Ramondre just picked up five. It's like, no, it's second and 10. Yeah, it's second and 11. Like, yeah, what do you got up your sleeve? And I think he was able to highlight what he can do well, plenty of room for improvement. I mean, it's the guy's first start ever. I don't think anybody thought there's going to be the perfect game. The one little bit of fear that he had, especially after the first series, first quarter, really, is this isn't going to be like a Nathan Peterman game. This isn't going to be one of those, like, we can't even defend it type of games.
There was a point where...
there's a minute where you're thinking that. You're like,
threw
no.
the first pick, and every time you kind of drop back to throw, you're like...
well, his first pass attempt went into, like, the third row.
He threw it like, way out of bounds.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
And you know me, like, I'm going to give the guy a long leash. I'm going to defend him. I'm going to make all these excuses for him. But if you end the game 0 touchdowns, 4 picks, it's hard to come in here and be like, guys, hey, hang with him.
Yeah.
Hang with him. So it was a little touch and go there in the first quarter. But then that touchdown pass to Booty at the end of the first half, like, what a sigh of relief. Ooh. And, like, not that you thought you were going to win the game or anything, but it was a little bit closer than maybe probably it should have been.
But that was that made it 14-7. The Patriots are getting the ball to start the second half.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's when he got strip sacked. Like the game went away real quick. But,
double score.
Okay, but to me that was the best. That was the best moment of the game, not just the throw itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that throw was spectacular, and I think they've had 3 touchdowns since Tom Brady left. Air yards over 35. Okay, air yards, not just 35-yard touchdowns.
No, not like a catch and scoot.
In the air.
Yeah.
Cam had one. Mac had one the whole time he was a starter.
Sounds about right. Seems high.
And Drake May had one yesterday in his first half.
That's great.
So. That was a great moment. I love the 2-minute drill too. Like
I was like, are they going to go for this?
Because
they've been really bad at end of halves.
They took their time to start that drive, but they wound up getting into gear. I think that was the best moment of the game. Not just the throw, that whole drive. It's like they couldn't get the 2-minute drive to work against Seattle week 2. They couldn't get it to work against Miami last week. And then yesterday, the kid goes out and executes in his first start. When Jacoby Brissett, who's been in the league going on a decade, couldn't do that multiple times this year. That was the best part, I thought.
Yeah, no, that definitely was. And it gave, I think, the whole, I mean, and, you know, the fact that it was a home game, like all of a sudden there was life. There was life in the stadium, and it was sort of like for the here and now, but really more so for the future, too. And just seeing what he's capable of. Also, connecting with a young receiver, a guy that could be good, but we didn't know. Like, you wouldn't know. Like, Kayshon Booty, the last 2 years with these quarterbacks, you're like, I don't know. Is he going to get an opportunity? Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Jacoby Brissett. That's hard for a guy breaking into the league that's not, you know, Malik Nabers level talent in order to have like a lot of success. And so he makes that play. Pop Douglas makes a bunch of plays. And you're like, we wondered how are the players going to respond to the change at quarterback? I would say pretty well.
Yeah.
I would say those guys are pretty happy about it.
We're going to talk to a couple of them today. We're scheduled to talk to Kendrick Bourne for the first time this year. And he was very complimentary to Mike Reese. I was reading some of his comments about Drake May. In some ways, compared him to Patrick Mahomes.
Hello.
Talked about his toughness. Talked about some of the other issues they've had offensively before he got in there. So we'll get to Kendrick Bourne about that. We're going to be joined by Hunter Henry as well on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI.
He got in the end zone. Nice touchdown for Hunter.
He did. He had, after, I think, the Booty touchdown, he also had the best play from Drake May, where May is rolling right, throwing across his body left,
that
and Hunter
nice.
Henry goes for, you know, 30 yards or whatever it was the other way. So we'll talk to both of them here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Patriots lost, if you can't tell, 41-21 yesterday. Drake May individually wasn't perfect, but I thought was impressive. And at bare minimum, we should all be able to agree, showed flashes and elite traits that you want to see for a franchise quarterback. They did lose by 20, though, Keith. And so when it comes to other game thoughts, beyond just Drake May, and we'll take your Drake May thoughts all day long, you do look at it and go, What else do they have besides the hope of a franchise quarterback? They don't have an offensive line. The skill players look better with Drake May, but I still don't think they're very good. Their defense just got shredded yesterday. More penalties, which goes back to Gerard Mayo and his coaching staff. And I know the Texans are really good, but the Texans have been in close games with the Colts,
everybody,
and the Jaguars, and these bum-ass teams. And you let them just walk all over you. Another team, just like Miami last week, ran for almost 200 yards against you. I think Miami was 193. They were 192, or maybe I have that backwards. But they ran all over you. When they had to, they marched right down the field. They did have short fields throughout the day. Some of that's on Drake May. A lot of that is on Drake May, if you want to be honest. But maybe the worst part about it is they lose by 20, and I feel kind of good about it.
Yeah.
That's the sign where the season is over, and they're so awful. The only thing they have is the potential of a franchise QB.
But at least they have that right now. Yeah. For the first 5 weeks, they didn't even have that. Yeah. But I think, you know, at 1-5, they're obviously terrible. And they're one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the league. But what really did surprise me is just how bad the defense is. Like that, you thought, remember, like wishful thinking, could they be top 5? Could they be top 10? They got to be top half. And after the first week, and I know that probably said more about the Bengals than anything else, but they were really good at tackling. They were, like, getting off the field. You're like, oh, this is a pretty good – this is going to be a hard team to face.
Yep.
Right? You had good pass rush from Keon White. You have a good corner in Gonzalez. You had the good safeties. Now, I know they're not all out there right now. Juwan Bentley gets hurt. You knew that was going to be a loss. I didn't think it was going to be as big of a loss as it's been. But they couldn't tackle. They gave up 250-plus-yard runs yesterday. So those obviously skew things, but they allowed 192 rushing yards, 6.9 yards a carry. Mixon and Pierce each ran one in. The Houston Texans have C.J. Stroud, they have Steph Diggs, but they hadn't scored 30 points in a game all season. So it's not the greatest show on turf, at least yet. They haven't really been able to unlock it yet. No Nico Collins, and they put up a smooth 41 on you. And I think the defense is surprisingly bad. Missed tackles, easy conversions for the offense. Like that really is what I was trying to celebrate when Drake May was out there and Drake May's offense, like what he can do. And then you get the ball back and like, oh my God, they're just going to go down the field and score again. These guys, the defense stinks all of a sudden.
So the roster is a big problem. And like, I think we got some of this today from Gerard Mayo and his weekly appearance on the Greg Hill show. Like there may be some friction between Mayo and Elliott Wolf. When it comes to the roster. And the roster is obviously a huge issue. I think we can all see that. I don't think anybody's going to debate that. So let's just put that to the side for a minute. The roster.
Yep.
The coaching has been atrocious.
Yeah, a lot of penalties.
That's Gerard Mayo, who's the head coach. He oversees all of it. The one, I think, who's getting the brunt of it, probably deservedly so, is Alex Van Pelt. Like, that first drive yesterday was the most unimaginative thing I've ever seen.
You didn't like that?
I question the logic of deferring to the second half in Drake May's first start. The crowd was ready to go. The crowd was amped up and excited, and like it just represents how not aggressive they were yesterday.
That's an odd question.
They said, I'm sorry, Alex, they said, we'll defer. We'll let Houston march it right down our throats. We're going to start our kid in a 7-0 hole, and you know what we're going to do? Run, throw it 15 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, it was 14-0 before Drake May threw a second pass. Like that's how, I mean, the game was like, it felt like it was over.
Out of hand.
Like, the Texans kind of stalled. The Patriots hit that long touchdown at the end of the first half. So it was 14-7. So the scoreboard was closer than what it felt like. But yeah, like before you could even get comfortable, before you even like cracked your beer, it was 14-0 Texans. You're like, well, all right, this team looks like they're in a different level. There are several tiers above the Patriots, which what we know.
But so to me, we've all had our criticisms about Van Pelt. We've all had our criticisms about the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to look at Mayo and go, you're the head coach of an operation that's now lost 5 in a row. You look like you get worse every single week. You are error repeaters, in his words, where you continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. And it looks like it's trending the wrong way. Like you do have to look at him, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And he should get blamed for all of it. He's the head coach. But especially on the defensive side of the ball, where we more closely align him with play calling and game planning and everything else, and say, what's going on there? And do they have the right guy? Is he the right guy for this fit? Is Van Pelt the right guy for Drake May? Are these players the right guys? The only thing you're not questioning right now is Drake May. And even still, what I like so much about the touchdown pass and the drive right before halftime, the game was in doubt. I would acknowledge, feeling good about Drake May today, a lot of what he did was they're down 2 scores, they're down 3 scores, they're way out of the game, and you have to wonder if Houston's fully locked in defensively. You just have to wonder if there's as much room for him to make plays and it's as easy for him to make plays. That's one criticism.
Oh, it's something to watch.
That I would say coming out where it's just like how much of what Drake May did was kind of garbage time with the game already decided.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's, you know, second quarter. I would, you know, how...
No, that counts.
Gotcha. I was going to say, that's not exactly...
That drive counts, but the touchdown passes after that, like how much of that were really about...
I mean, you still have Will Anderson chasing you down and Daniel Hunter chasing you down. Like, I feel like those count. I mean, it's not game on the line. I'm sure those guys are thinking, hey, we can give up a first down, let's not give up a touchdown type of thing. But, yeah, I mean, that's another test that he's going to have to you know... check off the list at some point, you know, close game, maybe this Sunday against another bad team. Maybe it'll be close late and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so that should be a more competitive game, a game that's a little easier to evaluate for Drake May, although the Jaguars are terrible. You guys can talk about it all day long here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. I will say I'd like to hear from the, you're going to break him. You can't put him out there. He's just a little boy. You can't throw him out there in a real NFL game. You're going to get him hurt. You're going to get him killed.
Honestly, there was still more of that yesterday than I thought.
No, me too.
It was crazy.
Look.
What a weird thing.
I want to hear from those people. The people who said you can't play him. He's not ready.
In moderation.
You can't have him out there. 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. We'll also dive deeper into the good, the bad, and the ugly from Drake May, because as much as we were encouraged by it, it wasn't all good, so we have thoughts on that. We'll be joined by Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry as well at some point today, so stay tuned for all of it. First, we have all the latest in trending with Billy Land. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.